Hello.
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Oh, he got me while I was driving. I was just wondering, I had a thing on my credit card from you guys. It was like for almost $60, and I didn't recall what it was for.
All right, give me just a second. Sorry, I'm waiting on my system to pull up. All right, sir, can I please get a first and last name?
William Sherlock.
All right. All right, sir, it does seem I'm pulling up an account with that name. Could you please verify your address for me to make sure I am in the correct account?
Yeah, 1600 East Vista Way, Space 57, Vista, California.
Okay, yes, sir, I am in the correct account. Give it just a few seconds for it to load for me, please, sir.
All righty.
All right, I'm apologizing, sir. It's still taking its sweet time getting ready to load for me.
Hello?
I said, can you hear me, sir?
Oh, yes, I can. Go ahead.
I said, please bear with me. It's still loading.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yes.
I do apologize for that, sir.
It's okay.
Okay, looks like we got you up now.
Okay.
Okay, sir, do you remember ordering anything back in September?
Oh, September, I don't know. This one just showed for last month. The one that's on my card.
Yes, sir. What it seems like you did in my system anyway is back in the September you paid $7.95 to enter into a sweepstakes to win a generator.
Okay.
It wasn't that you were actually going to get a generator. You paid the $7.95 to enter into the sweepstakes to try and win the generator.
Yeah, I recall doing that.
Okay, well, when you did that, in the terms and conditions below, it stated that unless you canceled every time, if you did not win the first time for that $7.95 and you did not cancel, whenever they had that same contest again, they would charge you $56.95, and that would bring your chances from a 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. If they had the same one again and you did not win and you did not cancel, again, it will charge you the $56.95. And then you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100. And then the same thing again, if you do not win out of the 1 in 100. And you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay, can I have you cancel that for me, please?
Yes, sir, you sure can.
Okay.
It seems like all of it, every time it tried to do that and they had the raffle for the generator, it was declined on your end.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I guess that's my mistake. I didn't, you know, one of the things you don't pay attention to. Okay, if you'd cancel that for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, give me just a second.
Okay.
When we are done, though, sir, I will give you a verbal cancellation number. That way, in case something happens, you have that in case you need to call back.
Okay.
All right, sir. And usually, we try to give something back for all the headache, but we never charged you nothing, so there's nothing to give, there's nothing to give back. Okay, give me just a second. I'm trying to make sure that everything is correctly canceled on my end. Because if it is, it will generate me a cancellation number. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262.
Okay.
248.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It'll be 487 after the 262.
Okay.
203.
All righty.
I'm going to repeat it again because I did mess up a little bit. It'll be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
262.
262.
487.
487. 203. Hang on a second. I dropped my pen. I'm sorry. I've stuck in this the whole time. I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be
C as in Charlie.
Yep. 262.
262.
Sorry, I lost my place there for a second. 487.
487.
203.
203.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Got it.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
That's it. Thank you for your help.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.